Back at the Marriott Center, 97-56 is the final score. BYU wins it by 41. Let's take a look at our postgame honorees. We'll start off with our Deseret First Credit Union MVP of the game, brought to you by DFCU, a proud sponsor of the Deseret First Duel, and coming off the bench with 20 points and a game-high 6 assists, along with 3 steals. Nick Emery, 20 points in 24 minutes tonight for Nick, who's the DFCU MVP, and he really helped take BYU from a sluggish start to a very strong finish to that first half.
Changed the game, not only offensively, but defensively, made some things happen. Got to the rim, took advantage of that pressure from Adam State. He was fantastic. I mean, I think we're going to see more of that from Nick, and boy, it's going to be hard to keep him off the floor at all. He made such a difference in this game.
Nick is the DFCU MVP. Go Knights. Now for the Surf Pro of Provo, sub of the game presented by Surf Pro of Provo. When disaster strikes, the fire, water, cleanup, and restoration professionals at Surf Pro of Provo are ready for whatever happens. Jamal Aitz comes off the bench, and in 18 minutes scores 11 points, goes 5-for-7 from the field, made 1-of-3 free throws, an assist as well for Jamal. Not a big rebounding night for Aitz, but showing the deftness of a skilled scorer down low. 11 points in only 18 minutes for Jamal, the Surf Pro of Provo sub of the game.
Yeah, Jamal, he's been a real surprise for me. And, you know, you hear a lot about him, but he's been so injured and he struggled a little bit in exhibition. But, boy, we're really seeing what he can do on the floor. You combine him with Kafusi and Kyle Davis. That three-headed monster on the post, Greg, is going to be difficult for teams to deal with this year.
And for our new skin, difference demonstrated, difference-making stat of the game, brought to you by New Skin, the difference demonstrated. We're going to combine a couple of numbers and go thematically with BYU's inside game. The Cougars were 34-for-47 on two-point field goals tonight. That's 72.3%, and that created an almost impossible points in the paint advantage of plus 50 tonight. 68-18 points in the paint in BYU's favor. So we'll combine those numbers to give you the new skin difference demonstrated, difference making stats of the game. Points in the paint and 2-point field goal percentage for BYU as the Cougars win this one by 41, 97-56. BYU is big with its big players inside. Let's give you the scoring numbers for the Cougars. 20 points for Nick Emery, 14 for Corbin Kafusi. Double-double, by the way, for Kyle Davis. 10 points, 10 rebounds. 12 points for Kyle Collinsworth. 6 rebounds, 4 assists. 11 for Jamal Aitz. Those were your Cougars in double figures. Other scores for BYU. 7 for Chase Fisher. Played well after halftime. 6 for Zach Selyus. 5 for Jordan Chapman. 4 for Nate Austin. 3 for Corey Calvert and Braden Shaw. 2 for Jake Toulson. That gets you to 97. Everyone who played scored for BYU but Jacob Hartsock. So 13 play and 12 score for the Cougars. BYU shoots 59% from the field, 32 from 3, 53 from the free throw line. Adam State shoots 28%, 21%, 64%. BYU's defensive numbers through three games are pretty impressive now. It's Utah Valley, a low-rated D1 team, a Long Beach State, middle-of-the-road D1 team, and a D2 team. But in terms of field goal percentage and points allowed, BYU showing defensive progress based on where they were last season. BYU wins it by a score of 97-56 here tonight. 25-11, the assist to turnovers, and that's a big turnaround from Monday. I believe they were 11-24 assists and turnovers on Monday. They go 25-11 tonight, so almost a direct flip-flop. Adam State went 11-14. Leading scorer for the Grizzlies was Brian Umoru with 12 points. BYU plus 50 in the paint, plus 8 off of turnovers, plus a minus 2 on second chance, plus 8 on fast break, and plus 20 off the bench. 6 ties, 8 lead changes, and again, your final score. 97-56, BYU over Adam State. The Cougars go to 2-1 on the season. Exhibition game for Adam State, so they stay at 0-2. Post-game coverage coming up from both our IMG Network studios and from courtside here at the Marriott Center. BYU's a winner by 41 on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Are you kidding me? Oh my gosh, this is amazing. My friends are never going to believe it.
Right now, Kate is in her zone and freaking out thanks to the $20 reward she just earned with AutoZone Rewards, because Kate feels like the proud winner of a one-way ticket to a lap of luxury.
Woo-hoo!
Which should wear off pretty soon.
Best day ever. This is so cool. I don't believe it.
That's Kate's zone. Let AutoZone Rewards help find yours.
AutoZone. Hey, College Hoops fans. If there's anyone that knows how to assist their team to a victory, it's you. You guys may know how to fuel your starting five, But even the best assisters need assistance. That's why State Farm is here to help. So, paint your face, stomp your feet, and get ready to give your team the biggest assist of all. Some good old school pride. For help from an all-star team, visit statefarm.com. We exist to assist.
There's more BYU basketball straight ahead.
See the guy trailing. We got right to the rim. Oh, and he throws it down with a bounce.
This is the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
BYU Food to Go, the MVP of your award parties, business meetings, family gatherings, wedding receptions, and tailgates. With a starting lineup including Y Sparkle, fruit trays, pulled pork sandwiches, and of course mint brownies, you are sure to wow the crowd. Coming soon to our new location, 2191 North Canyon Road. Call 801-422-5001 or visit dining.byu.edu/food to go. Make Food to Go your MVP.
Hey, Coach, have you seen the new Deseret First branch just south of campus?
Yes, this branch is designed to meet the needs of BYU students.
Well, what do they have in their playbook?
Student checking, debit and credit cards, or even a car loan. You can apply and sign online.
Check, check, and check.
Their mobile app is fast and easy.
Check.
Easy branch and ATM access.
Check. In fact, their online banking allows parents to deposit money into students' accounts from anywhere.
Deseret First Credit Union, with a new Provo branch just south of campus.
Tonight's game is in the books, and now it's time to break it all down. Welcome to Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network. Now, let's rejoin your host, Cleon Wall.
BYU wins 97-56 over Adams State. Texts are already coming in at 57500. People texting me about what they thought about the game. Someone texted in, nice rebound game for the Cougars. That's from last four digits of 1828. Linda Holiday texts in, what a great game. And then someone else texts in, and I don't know if they sound a little disgruntled or not. They said, that's great and all, but now can we get into a real conference and play names that are at least semi-recognizable and ones that are worth playing? Go Cougars, you deserve better. I hate to break it to you, texter, with the last four digits, 5728. All college basketball teams play teams like Adams State before they get into conference. I know maybe you're not very happy with the West Coast Conference. I get it. It's not a very deep conference. There are a lot of bad teams in that conference. But at least you got Gonzaga, and Pepperdine's going to be pretty good this year, too. I'm not saying I wouldn't be sad if BYU moved to the Big 12 anytime soon, but hey, that may take some time. Anyway, BYU wins again 97-56 over Adams State. Scored pretty good in the second half. They were led by Nick Emery in this game. Really, the co-MVP should be Nick Emery, 20 points, 6 assists. Corbin Kafusi, 14 points and 7 rebounds. Got to give it up to Corbin. He didn't really play a ton in the second half, and that's probably good. They're going to need him later on in this season. And probably the reason why I'd give them MVP honors is they played at both ends of the floor in this game. Both were effective on the offensive and defensive ends of the floor. Nick had quite a few steals. Corbin had quite a few blocks. So good for both of those guys. Also a nice game for Jamal Ates. 11 points in this game. Looked like he tweaked his ankle a little bit. Hopefully he'll be okay. He's had ankle problems since he got to BYU. Had some surgeries too. So hopefully he's okay. As BYU's next game is not until Wednesday night. Defense looked a lot better the last 30 minutes of this game. The first 10, 12 minutes of this game, it was kind of sketchy, but BYU really came to life, played a lot better defense as the game went along, and that was nice to see. Probably the guy that you feel the worst for right now is Chase Fisher. Only 2 for 9 from the field, 7 points in this game, 1 3-pointer. You know, it's interesting. Greg talked about, will Nick Emery get into the starting lineup? And, of course, the natural person you think that he would replace would be Jake Toulson. Jake, you know, started the game, didn't play a whole bunch, but then he kind of got back in a little bit later in the game. Chase, you know, he's been really struggling. So who do you replace with Nick? If you're going to put Nick in the starting lineup, are you going to put him in for Jake Toulson, or are you going to put him in for Chase Fisher? It's a good question right now that you may want to think about. The one thing is that Nick's playing so well. I think no matter whether he comes off the bench or starts, he definitely needs more playing time. All right, let's get you some scores from around college basketball. University of Utah playing tonight in Puerto Rico against the Miami Hurricanes. Wow, Miami lays the smackdown on them, 90-66 over the 16th-ranked Utes. Tony Jakiri and Sheldon McClellan were the big scorers in this game for the Hurricanes. McClellan was 10 for 12 from the field, 27 points in this game. Jakiri had 20 points and 12 rebounds. Leading scorer for the Utes, Jordan Loveridge, 6 for 8 from the field with 18 points. Probably the big difference in this game is that the Hurricanes had a 23-4 edge in points off of turnovers. Well, the other Utah teams tonight played against some more lower competition. Utah State hosted Union, Tennessee, and they win tonight 73-49. Utah Valley hosts Antelope Valley. And the Wolverines get a 104-60 victory over Antelope. All right, let's take a break here on Cougar Halftime Live. If we get more texts in, we'll read those texts for you. And also, we'll get you more scores from around the top 25. Plenty of top 25 action tonight. Can you tell that college football is still going on? So plenty of top 25 scores. We'll also get you the Jazz score, maybe a few NBA scores, too. That's coming up next here on Cougar Halftime Live, right here on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
What are the most important things to you in your life? Your education? Career? Your family? What if you lost the ability to remember those things? What if you couldn't save school or work documents? What if you couldn't save photos of your family? IM Flash creates the technology that makes memory possible. You use the memory that IM Flash creates thousands of times every day. And it's made right here in Lehigh, Utah. Connecting people through memory. IM Flash.
Cougar basketball returns after this.
Leans in, banks it, score! And one!
You're tuned to the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Introducing CardGuard, a revolutionary mobile app that puts you in control of how your America First credit, debit, and ATM cards are used. You can set spending limits based on location or amount, allow your cards to work only when they're near your phone, or just completely turn them off whenever you don't need them. With CardGuard, you've got the power to protect yourself and your money right from your smartphone. CardGuard, security you control. Only from America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know where to tune in for the game, but do you know how to bring the game home to you? When it comes to commemorating the experience, IMGproducts.net has you covered. IMGproducts.net is the place to go for official programs and yearbooks from NCAA championships, conference tournaments, and many of the nation's top universities. Relive games and championships for years to come with quality programs containing stats, behind-the-scenes stories, history, and much, much more. IMGproducts.net. We've got you covered.
Welcome back in to Cougar Post Game Live. BYU wins tonight 97-56 over Adams State. By the way, Cougar Post Game Live is brought to you by Nu Skin, demonstrating our difference for over 30 years with innovative anti-aging products. Looks like Long Beach State, their perfect record is going to go away. Sixth-ranked Virginia hosting the 49ers tonight, and the Cavaliers have an 80-46 lead over the 49ers. Second-ranked Kentucky all over Wright State, 78-63. Third-ranked Maryland beats Rider, 65-58. Duke beats VCU, Madison Square Garden, 79-71. Duke ranked fifth-ranked in the nation. Oklahoma, eighth-ranked in the nation. They beat McNeese State, 85-56. Villanova, 11th-ranked team in the nation, beats East Tennessee State, 86-51. And 13th-ranked Michigan State, they hammer Arkansas Pine Bluff, 92-46. Utah Jazz going to Dallas, and they come out losers. They're now 6-6 on the season. Mavericks win 102-93. Must be a little bit tough for the Jazz as Wesley Matthews. Actually, he's a former Jazz man. Didn't have a great night. The other former Jazz man, Darren Williams, had 23 points in this game and 8 assists. And then in the NBA, a couple quick scores we want to get to you. One of them, the Knicks beat the Thunder tonight in Oklahoma City, which is kind of a shock to all of us. Also, Suns hosting the Nuggets, 63-49. The Nuggets lead at halftime. And then in a game that's going on right now between the Bulls and the Golden State Warriors, the perfect Golden State Warriors, Golden State has a 30-29 lead with about 10-13 left in the second quarter. That's going to do it for Cougar Post Game Live. We've got Jamal Ates and also Coach Rose coming up next. You're listening to the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
Hey, college hoops fans. If there's anyone that knows how to assist their team to a victory, it's you. You guys may know how to fuel your starting five, but even the best assisters need assistance. That's why State Farm is here to help. So, paint your face, stomp your feet, and get ready to give your team the biggest assist of all. Some good old school pride. For help from an all-star team, visit statefarm.com. We exist to assist.
Stick around.
Touch pass sky. Three.
Got it! BYU by nine!
More BYU basketball is on the way after these messages from your local station.
Hey, Coach, have you seen the new Deseret First branch just south of campus?
Yes, this branch is designed to meet the needs of BYU students.
Well, what do they have in their playbook?
Student checking, debit and credit cards, or even a car loan. You can apply and sign online.
Check, check, and check.
Their mobile app is fast and easy.
Check.
Easy branch and ATM access.
Check. In fact, their online banking allows parents to deposit money into students' accounts from anywhere.
Deseret First Credit Union, with a new Provo branch just south of campus.
A couple of game day tips for you sports fans.
First things first, head to Zaxby's.
Right. Then get all your favorites.
You know, Zaxby's chicken, crinkle fries, drinks, Texas toast.
During the game, eat a crinkle fry before the other team shoots a free throw.
They miss.
Exactly. And when you dunk chicken fingers in the sauce.
Game time dunk.
It's science. Oh, and when it's crunch time, go with Nibblers.
You can thank us later.
We're proud to be the official chicken of sports fans. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
Our exclusive post-game coverage continues with the Cougar Locker Room Show.
Sends it out for three in the tie.
Got it! 5 in a row for BYU.
Rides right to the rim.
Up and in!
Now let's head back live to the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats with Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU 97, Adams State 56, tonight's final score in front of 12,976 officially here at the Marriott Center. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant visiting with tonight's Surf Pro of Provo. Sub of the game, Jamal Ates. Jamal comes off the bench in 18 minutes, scores 11 points. Jamal, great to have you with us post-game. We'll do this a lot more, of course, as your career progresses, but it's just good to have you on the floor in uniform contributing after a long, long wait. How are you feeling these days?
I'm feeling good, man. Just it's such a blessing just to be back on the court, man. Everything's healthy. Everything's moving along, so just got to keep getting better every day.
We talked a bit about it off the air. I mentioned the fact that during the game you came down and appeared to grimace, and I worried about your right ankle again, and how's it doing right now?
No, it feels good now, especially after the win. I just got caught, kind of tangled. A couple bodies were there, but it feels good. It just kind of scared me, you know, but I'm all good.
Well, Jamal, congratulations. I mean, you look great out there tonight. You have this great combination of strength and silkiness, man, I guess you'd call it. I mean, it's fun to watch you. And so congratulations on getting back healthy and playing again. But it must have been kind of a tough week, losing Monday. What was practice like this week for the team?
I can say you don't want to know, but honestly, it was just like practice was just a lot of throwing it in the post, man. A lot of execution stuff. We worked on getting open on the wings, being able to deliver a pass in the post. And once we're in the post, actually being able to do something with it, you know, catch a guard coming off. So it was a grind this week, for sure.
Between you and KD and Corbin, there are a lot of post looks to be had, a lot of post points to be had. As a fellow post player, how would you assess the progress Corbin Kaufusi has made from one year to the next as an inside player?
He's a monster, man. And the best thing about Corbin is that he's a team player, you know. which is real cool. He likes to play off of people. He doesn't really need the ball, but when he gets the ball, he knows what to do with it. And I think that's something he didn't really have when he first came in. He was just playing all rawness. But now he's actually able to start harnessing that and turning it into buckets, and he's becoming a shot blocker. And I just love seeing what he's doing, man. Love watching him play.
You've seen all the offseason work, and there was a lot of work that went into his game for this year, wasn't there?
Oh, yeah, man. I think he was one of the guys, because we have a lot of guys up early in the morning. He was up there 6:30 in the morning working out with the trainers, just jump hooks, up and unders, just everything like that, you know.
How do you describe Kyle Davis's postgame?
Kyle Davis is smooth, man. I can't lie. When I first got there, I used to hate guarding him just because he knows how to use his body, you know. Quick shots, a quick little jump hook, that's a deadly move right there. And, you know, he's one of the toughest guys to guard that I've faced, so I love his postgame, man.
Well, Jamal, people talk about, you know, three-point shooting, and it's contagious, but it seems like post play is contagious as well. I mean, you see a guy like Corbin and Kyle out there doing their thing, and it seems like you want to get in there and show what you can do. Do you feel that when one guy's playing good, the other guy, it picks up the other guy's game?
Yeah, honestly, man, when they play good and I come in, I just want to come in and keep doing what they were doing. You know, I don't want to have any drop-offs, you know. And honestly, when my guys do score, I'm just happy. I love it, man, because that's just a couple more buckets closer to us to winning, you know.
You talked about how the practices went after the Long Beach State game Monday. How about the mental game within each one of you guys recovering from that to get ready to go tonight?
It was obviously hard, especially losing by one, you know. But Coach just had a talk like every coach does. He got on us. Then he just said, next game, man. Got to get prepared for the next one and just keep moving on. We got to learn from our mistakes, but just keep moving on, you know.
We're visiting with tonight's the Serve Pro Povo, sub of the game, Jamal Aitz. We'll have some more comments from Jamal coming up after the break. BYU is a winner tonight, 97-56 over Adams State on the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hey, this is Chris from JCW's, the Burger Boys. If you're looking for the perfect place to watch your favorite team while enjoying a delicious third-pound burger piled high with thick bacon and a delicious shake, then JCW's is the perfect place. We're a homegrown Utah company, and we work hard to provide the best-tasting food around in a clean, friendly atmosphere that family and friends will enjoy. Stop in and see us today. We're in Lehi, American Fork, Provo, and now in South Jordan. JCW's, quality, and a lot of it.
Hi, I'm Ned Siegfried. Basketball season is a great time of year. As BYU fans, we love seeing the Cougs back on the court. We expect seeing injuries on the basketball court, but occasionally, injuries become part of our lives off the court. If you've been injured in an accident, we know what you're going through. We'd love to talk to you about your situation and help you better understand what you're up against. Contact us at SiegfriedJensen.com and get the answers you deserve. We'll give it to you straight. Go Cougs.
We'll have more Cougar basketball after these local messages.
Oh! Put that throw down on my corner, Gabusi!
On the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced comfort series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Bergman Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-225-4622. That's Bergman Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-225-4622.
All right, so welcome back to the Marriott Center. Greg and Mark and Jamal Aitz with us tonight. BYU defeats Adams State 97-56. Jamal scores 11 points in 18 minutes. They say you're from San Diego, California, but I seem to recall, was it San Juan Capistrano? Where are you really from? Or is it just San Diego? Because there's a bunch of little towns that kind of make up the city. What do you say you're from?
I'm from Southern California, San Diego, yeah. San Juan Capistrano was where my second high school was.
Okay. And it was that a pretty famous high school athletically, or was it a school with a lot of tradition, or not?
It was kind of just a new school. The league is what brought me to that school. The Trinity League, we played against Mater Dei, St. John Bosco, number one league in the country, so it was a tough game every single night, you know.
Well, whether it was the Mountain West Conference or now the West Coast Conference, Mark and I embrace our yearly trips to San Diego. That's one of the best things you got to grow up there. Did you grow up there or live there your whole life, or just move there later in life? Or
yeah, I lived my first part of my life in Gary, Indiana, up until I turned 5, then I moved down here to San Diego, and it's a blessing. I love that place.
You live in a beautiful place.
Oh, yeah. It's real nice, man. Sunny all the time. The beach. You can't lose.
What's your favorite part about living down there?
I'd say I guess you could say the beach, man. It's kind of close. San Diego's kind of close to everything, you know? And so if I want to go to L.A., I can go to L.A. If I want to go to Disneyland, I go to Disneyland. It's just a nice place to be, you know?
Of course, you spend enough time here to have Provo kind of be your new home. Mm-hmm. How often do you get back home?
That's kind of just whenever I get the opportunity. I love working hard. I love being in the gym, you know, so I kind of like to stay up here, but, you know, I go home a couple times a year.
You've been here a couple of years. How's Provo and BYU suiting you now?
I like it, man. One of the best things is just how the people treat me here, man. Good people all around. And, you know, I like to be around that. You know, people hold me accountable. People, they just make me better, man. That's how I like being here, that's, you know.
Well, it seemed to me the defense got a little better tonight. I mean, this game you win by, 41, but it was 31-28. And it seemed to me that you guys really turned it up. Nick Emery came in. And was that something that was talked about in the timeouts? Or at halftime, was Coach, I imagine, a little bit upset how the game started, but you guys really turned it around?
Yeah, he was upset, to say the least. But it's because he knows what we can do, man. He tries to bring the best out of us. But one thing that got me was Kyle Collinsworth. He said, let's hold them to a certain amount of points, you know.
What was that amount?
It was actually 50. I think they scored 57, right?
56. Yeah.
So we were close. But, you know, Kyle really brought it out of us too, man. He challenged us, told us to get in the gaps, you know, be up on ball screen. So that's what pulled it out of us too.
Well, nice bounce back tonight for you guys. You get the weekend off, a couple games next week. Hope that ankle continues to heal up, and we see more of you next week and in the weeks to come. Great to see you out there, and good to have you on tonight, Jamal. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it, boss. Thank you.
All right, that is Jamal Aitz with us. We'll come back with Dave Rose on the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced comfort series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Parley's PPM Plumbing and Heating at 801-226-3033. That's Parley's PPM Plumbing and Heating at 801-226-3033.
There's more BYU basketball straight ahead.
See the guy trailing. We'll go right to the rim. Oh, and he throws it down with a bounce.
This is the new Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Introducing CardGuard, a revolutionary mobile app that puts you in control of how your America First credit, debit, and ATM cards are used. You can set spending limits based on location or amount, allow your cards to work only when they're near your phone, or just completely turn them off whenever you don't need them. With CardGuard, you've got the power to protect yourself and your money right from your smartphone. CardGuard, security you control, only from America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm Ned Siegfried. It's great to see the Cougars back in action. We all know that basketball is a team sport, and no matter how talented a single player may be, he will not be successful unless he's surrounded by a strong team. The same is true if you've been injured in an accident. Trying to go up against the insurance company's team of adjusters and attorneys on your own will not likely result in a win. At Siegfried & Jensen, we can provide the teamwork you need on your case. Contact us at SiegfriedandJensen.com to learn more. Go Cougs!
It's time to get the final word on today's game from head coach Dave Rose.
I'm really proud of our guys. I just think that, you know, you go to the last 80 minutes that we've played and you've seen a lot of fight.
It's the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, the classic BYU tradition. Have a scoop today. Now let's rejoin your host, Greg Rubel.
Welcome back courtside here at the Marriott Center. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU is a winner over Adams State tonight, 97-56. The head coach of the Cougars, Dave Rose, joining us now for postgame coverage. Coach Rose, congratulations on the win and a nice bounce back from earlier in the week.
Well, thanks. I thought that after kind of a slow start that the guys really played with some pretty good rhythm, and we turned the ball over early. What, three or four times in the first 4 minutes, and then we ended up with 11 turnovers, which for us and the pace that we play at and the amount of possessions is probably a good number. And after a 24 turnover night and an 18 turnover night, it was good for us to be able to execute a little bit better tonight.
I think Monday you were 11 assists, 24 turnovers. You flip it to 25 and 11 tonight.
Yeah, and so and that's, you know, that's you there's a lot of different, you know, things that you have to kind of deal with when you go from game to game and personnel that you're playing against and those kind of things. And in personnel wise tonight, they were overmatched. We were bigger and stronger. They were a lot quicker than we were and caused us issues in the first half, but I thought that we really played within ourselves and tried to kind of play towards our system and each other way more than we did the other night, and that's a sign. You asked on the pregame show if you look back, a week, 10 or 2 or 3 weeks, 4 weeks from now, that, you know, the game Monday actually helped us, and I don't know that for sure yet, but tonight we played a lot more like what we need to play like to be a better team.
When you have a tough game like that, I mean, what's your process? How much time do you like to focus on things to correct there and moving forward? I mean, what goes through Dave Rose's mind after a tough night like that?
Well, we'll address it the next day and kind of, you know, go to the three or four things that we think, really caused the issues. And then we get past it and move on. I think what happened the other night, especially early in the season when those kind of, you take those kind of losses, is that, and you have a young group of guys trying to find themselves and everybody's trying to prove their spot on the team and trying to, figure out where they fit in the rotation and all those things. Sometimes you can tend to, internalize things a little bit more. And the most important thing is you've got to be really confident as a young player. No matter how you played the night before or, how things are going. And then you've got to just be a tough-minded person to be able to get through that and get to what, the coach needs you to do in order to produce. And so that's what's interesting to watch. It's interesting to watch the personalities of these new young players. And the experienced guys, you kind of have an idea because you've been with them before. But when you look at our team, there's only really, four guys that have been through it with me, and that's Corbin and Nate and Kyle and Chase, and everybody else is we're trying to figure it out together.
There will come a time, Dave, when I stop focusing on this theme. But how nice is it to see a post player with 11 points in 18 minutes, another guy with 4 points and 5 rebounds in only 14 minutes, another post guy with a double-double, 10 and 10, and another post guy with 14 and 7 in limited time in Corbin. I mean, you go from a situation where it's really rough to really good pretty quickly. Last year to this.
And this is, hopefully it's, this is what we are, and this is who we are. This is the teams, our best teams here have been, when our post players have been really productive for us. And these numbers are good. You look at just the stat line and then look at the three-game stats from our post players, and it's consistently becoming a pretty positive place to go in the post. I like the fact that, we can play four of these guys, and that's 20 fouls in the post, which allows them to continue to be aggressive. And Braden has come in and played some really good minutes.
Yep.
The one exhibition game when we had all the guys hurt, he was able to step in there and really have a nice night for us. So I'm hoping that we have some depth in the post. Obviously, our guard play is kind of sporadic right now, and I don't know if I've ever seen Kyle play as hard as he's playing right now on both ends of the floor. I mean, it's a joy as our coaching staff to watch the film and just see how intense he is on the defensive end. And you know, we're all still trying to kind of find ourselves on the offensive end and see how that's going to work. And I think Kyle feels a lot of the weight of that, but his intense play consistently is something to really kind of marvel at. As far as tonight, this kid's a good player. The Shakir Smith, he played at Wyoming for a year and transferred, and is really a good offensive player. And, you know, Kyle did a great job of causing him a lot of problems tonight.
Scored 5 points on 2 of 12 from the field. Some more thoughts from Dave Rose when we come back to Provo. BYU wins it over Adams State, 97-56. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Feel more empowered with every purchase. With the amazing Rewards Visa credit card from Zions Bank, anything you buy with the card can be your reward. So you're empowered to use your rewards your way. Apply today and earn triple rewards points on every card purchase within the first 90 days. Credit card subject to credit approval. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Offer available for new credit cards only. Offer subject to change may not be available with all card types. Zions Bank member FDIC. Is your card amazing?
Hi, Greg Rubel here. You know I love talking about BYU sports, but I also love talking about what's new at your Utah Honda dealers. Honda's been named by Kelley Blue Book as America's best overall automotive brand. Honda is clearly a winner with the 2015 CR-V, Motor Trend's SUV of the year, plus the 2016 HR-Vs and Pilots are here. Test drive any new Honda at your Utah Honda dealers today or go to UtahHondaDealers.com. The more you compare, the more you know you want a Honda.
Cougar basketball returns after this.
Leans in, banks in, scores! And
one! You're tuned to the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
The best thing at Checkerama is the broccoli salad.
No, it's the pasta salad.
My broccoli salad has noodles and broccoli and bacon bits.
But the pasta salad has cherry tomatoes, onions, olives.
The broccoli salad has these cool little noodles.
So the penne noodles they're a surprise because stuff gets in them like the dressing. It's the pasta salad.
Broccoli salad.
The choice is yours at Checkerama.
Hey, Coach, have you seen the new Deseret First branch just south of campus?
Yes, this branch is designed to meet the needs of BYU students.
Well, what do they have in their playbook?
Student checking, debit and credit cards, or even a car loan. You can apply and sign online.
Check, check, and check.
Their mobile app is fast and easy.
Check.
Easy branch and ATM access.
Check. In fact, their online banking allows parents to deposit money into students' accounts from anywhere.
Deseret First Credit Union, with a new Provo branch just south of campus.
BYU 97, Adams State 56 is tonight's final score. BYU opened the game, I think, 0-6 from 3, but Coach Dave Rose, I think you finished making 7 of your last 16, which is more like the team I think you're going to be this year.
Yeah, you know, in fact, Coach Nashiev and I were talking at the end of the game as it was winding down, to what is this team going to be from the 3? Because I think we have, you know, good 3-point shooters. But I really do believe that the real strength of this team will be, you know, around the rim, inside. And if we can get a good mix, it will really help us, you know, to be consistent throughout the league, throughout, you know, the season, which has been an issue for us. And we understand that, you know, to win this, you know, WCC, regular season championship, you have to be really consistent. And so hopefully we'll be able to have a really good balance on this team.
Coach, what a great night for Nick Emery, 9 of 14. He gets 20 points, 6 assists, 3 steals. He seems to be a difference maker when he's on the floor, brings a real aggressiveness. I mean, it's pretty impressive for a guy playing his first couple games.
Yeah, I was excited for Nick. And I think that he's a player that is just, you know, looking for confidence. And the more consistent he can be, the more confident he'll become. I think that you know, it's interesting where you take a young player, young new player, and put him in our system. They've all got great game, and but they have to kind of find a way to fit that into what we do and how we do it with the guys that we're doing it with. And I thought tonight Nick played great within himself. You know, the passes in the post and his ability to kind of, you know, split the defense, you know, after that pass was made, and his ability to weak side cut and get a basket right at the hoop. You know, he's got a chance to really help us in a lot of different ways offensively besides just shooting a three-point shot.
Your lineup's a work in progress. You think you've seen enough through three games to give you some, if not conclusions, some pretty concrete thoughts about what you're going to look like as you move along?
This is a big week for us. It's next week. You know, we play Mississippi Valley State on Wednesday, and then on Saturday we have a Belmont team coming in here that's really experienced, senior-oriented, beat Marquette at Marquette to start the year. You know, one of the real legends in as far as coaches is concerned.
Coach
in the business.
Bird. Yeah.
So, you know, this will be a big week for us to see if we can consistently, you know, play better every game and find ourselves a little bit. And then the week after that is another big week. So, you know, we need to find ourselves pretty quick here.
It's a good step in the right direction, though, tonight, though, right?
Yeah, I do. I do. I feel that the guys really tried hard tonight to play with each other on the offensive end. And defensively, the numbers are good, really good again. Hopefully we can, you know, continue to get better on that end.
Yeah, we'll see how things look in 10 or 12 games. Really, through the first three games, I think you're going to look at your defensive profile and say you're pleased with a lot of things that have happened there.
Yeah, I think so. I think that our guys have really, you know, they believe. They understand that, you know, in order for us to get what we want out of this, we need to be a really consistent defensive squad. And then offensively, we... You know, really, you know, it's interesting. I talked about this before, but playing together on both ends of the floor is a real challenge. And the fact is that right now we're playing together better on the defensive end, which is a real plus for us. And hopefully we can catch up.
Okay, Coach, thanks and congratulations, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Greg.
All right, that's Dave Rose and the BYU Creamery Cougar postgame coaches show. Will continue after this with a few thoughts from Coach Ross Caton of Adams State. We'll come back after this on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
Hi, welcome to BYU Food to Go. Here's your order.
That's how quickly you can prepare for an event. Take the stress out of your next ward party, business meeting, family gathering, or wedding reception. Coming soon to our new location at 2191 North Canyon Road, featuring a covered drive and load. You drive up, we load it in your car, and you are on your way. For more information, call 801-422-5001 or visit dining.byu.edu/food to go.
Stick around.
Touch pass sky. Three. Got it! BYU by nine!
More BYU basketball is on the way after these messages from your local station.
Hey, Coach, have you seen the new Deseret First branch just south of campus?
Yes, this branch is designed to meet the needs of BYU students.
Well, what do they have in their playbook?
Student checking, debit and credit cards, or even a car loan. You can apply and sign online.
Check, check, and check.
Their mobile app is fast and easy.
Check.
Easy branch and ATM access.
Check. In fact, their online banking allows parents to deposit money into students' accounts from anywhere.
Deseret First Credit Union, with a new Provo branch just south of campus.
A Barbasol close shave is much more desirable than a... Just as you sit down to watch the game, your wife asks you to hang the drapes, but then says, never mind, because she doesn't like the color kind of close shave. So, lather up, America.
Barbasol!
Movember is upon us, Mo Bros, and it's all about the mustache and a clean jawline. So, grab some Barbasol and a razor, start shaping that beauty on your upper lip, and you could win fabulous prizes. Go to Movember.com for details.
Barbasol!
We'll be right back. Welcome back courtside to the Marriott Center. Greg Grubel with you. It's 97-56, the final score, BYU over Adams State. Intern Blake Dorton, a short time ago, visited with the head coach of the Grizzlies, Russ Caton, to get his thoughts after tonight's outcome. Again, a tough loss for the Grizzlies Tuesday in Logan, a little tougher loss tonight here in Provo. Blake, with the head coach of the Adams State Grizzlies, Russ Caton.
So, Coach, coming to Provo, I guess, what was your experience like here?
It was good. I mean, we came here for the experience, you know, get to play in the big gym against the big teams and see how we can compete. We did for about 10 minutes, and then that was about it. So I don't know if that's all we had or if they just figured us out and, you know, just took advantage of us. But, you know, it's a good experience for our guys to get to see what that level's like.
So the game was very close early on, like you mentioned. I guess what kind of happened near the end that kind of let the game get away?
Well, you know, they're a very smart team, and they got a feel for us, and they understood what we were doing, and they countered, and they simplified things, and, you know, they just murdered us inside. You know, we don't have the muscle and to do much about that. We probably could. You know, it's a tough game. I mean, you go in and help out in the post, you know, and they're gonna hit you from the outside. So you kind of have to pick your poison against them. And they play their game well. They're very smart with it. You know, I was a little disappointed where I think we kind of tucked our tail in and gave in a little bit, which isn't normally our thing. But, I can see how they're going to win some games for sure.
There was a big edge on rebounds for BYU in their favor. I guess what do you think led to that advantage?
Well, a lot of it was our shots weren't great shots. You know, we were getting desperate to make something happen, and so we settled or rushed things. And so, you know, the way that they play, they're always in there to clean the boards off. And so it makes it difficult to rebound.
How can you take the lessons you learned from a game like this and apply that to the rest of your season?
Well, I mean, you always win a lot more. I mean, you always learn a lot more from a loss than you do from a win. And so, you know, we'll get to break it down and take a look at it. And, you know, and it isn't, people think it's, you know, a 40-point game, but it isn't a huge thing. It's just little tiny things, little breakdowns. Each person takes their turn on something, and it just turns into a big thing. So we've got to start learning to eliminate those little things.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, that is intern Blake Dorton with the head coach of the Adams State Grizzlies, Russ Caton, a short time ago. In Coach Caton's words, they murdered us inside, and indeed BYU plus 50 in points in the paint. 68-18 is the margin there. BYU plus 12 on the glass. It's a 48-36. All right, that's going to do it for tonight. Thanks for being with us, folks. On behalf of all those who made the broadcast possible, we're going to send you home for tonight and bring you back in tomorrow morning for a pregame coverage of BYU and Fresno State on the gridiron. 11 a.m. pregame and a 1 o'clock kick for the Cougars and the Bulldogs tomorrow as our three games in three sports in 3 days coverage continues on the network. So until tomorrow, let's give you all the thanks for tonight. Back at our IMG Network studios in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, our excellent studio producer, Morgan K. Greenwood. We've got network managers Mike Tingle and Dave Shook. And at our IMG Network studios in Salt Lake tonight, Cleon Wall with intern Tanner. Tanner Appland was there with Cleon tonight. And we thank those guys in Salt Lake for their help. Courtside here, we had my stats crew with Doug Martin and recently returned missionary Caitlin Rubel back on the stats as a fill-in. She did very, very well tonight. Our thanks to Kyle Chilton, the BYU basketball media relations staff, all the staff here at the Marriott Center for helping us logistically. We appreciate their assistance tonight and always. And for my color commentary partner, Mr. Mark Durant, my name is Greg Grubel. Thanking you for tuning in. Final score, BYU 96-97 and Adams State 56. This has been BYU basketball. So in the meantime and in between time, we'll talk to you tomorrow for Cougar football on the new Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Feel more empowered with every purchase. With the amazing Rewards Visa credit card from Zions Bank, anything you buy with the card can be your reward. So you're empowered to use your rewards your way. Apply today and earn triple rewards points on every card purchase within the first 90 days. Credit card subject to credit approval. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Offer available for new credit cards only. Offer subject to change may not be available with all card types. Zions Bank member FDIC. Is your card amazing?
Hi, Greg Wrubell here. You know I love talking about BYU sports, but I also love talking about what's new at your Utah Honda dealers. Honda's been named by Kelley Blue Book as America's best overall automotive brand. Honda is clearly a winner with the 2015 CR-V, Motor Trend's SUV of the year, plus the 2016 HR-Vs and Pilots are here. Test drive any new Honda at your Utah Honda dealers today or go to UtahHondaDealers.com. The more you compare, the more you know you want a Honda.
We'll have more Cougar basketball after these local messages.
Oh! Put that throw down by Corbin Gabusi!
On the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
The best thing at Chuck-O-Rama is the fresh homemade recipes. The rolls, the baked chicken, even my favorite salad dressings. They're all homemade. The best thing about homemade is that the ingredients are fresh. I would love to ask for the recipe for the rolls, but I know that I can just go over there whenever I want, so I probably don't need it. Whew.
The choice is yours at Chuck-O-Rama.
You know where to tune in for the game, but do you know how to bring the game home to you? When it comes to commemorating the experience, IMGProducts.net has you covered. IMGProducts.net is the place to go for official programs and yearbooks from NCAA championships, conference tournaments, and many of the nation's top universities. Relive games and championships for years to come with quality programs containing stats, behind-the-scenes stories, history, and much, much more. IMGProducts.net. We've got you covered.
You've been listening to live coverage of BYU basketball on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network. Today's game has been brought to you by Deseret First Credit Union, serving the LDS community since 1955. State Farm, we exist to assist. Bodyguards, protect your mobile device without adding unnecessary bulk at bodyguardswithaz.com. By Taco Bell, sometimes you gotta live Moss. And by America First Credit Union, Utah's number one credit union. The executive producer of the Cougar IMG Sports Network is Ben Sutton. Associate producer Brandon Aletto. Coordinating producer Dave Shook. Network manager Mike Tingle. I'm staff announcer Jeff Lawrence with a special thanks to BYU Athletic Director Tom Holmo and the staff and management of flagship station KSL. BYU Basketball is an exclusive presentation of IMG, America's home for college sports.